There is nothing better than planting a container full of exotic beauty to enjoy in your landscape all summer long. Summer flowering bulbs and tender annuals will help you to do this, as they bring a little bit of beauty that is a bit exotic. Most of these selections originate in subtropical or tropical regions, so are used to warmth and humidity, and of course will need to be lifted prior to the fall temperatures dropping substantially. It is these bulbs that are often the wow points of our gardens. Who can ignore the tantalizing tropical scent of Acidanthera, the wondrous color of the begonias in the shady parts, or the majestic stature of the Cannas or Gladiolus? If you are not yet growing some of these less hardy bulbs, then maybe this is the year to begin. Acidanthera are exotic members of the iris family. They have a delicious scent that will waft over your outdoor areas if planted close. They are white, perfect for night gardens, grow about 24 inches high with a white star-shaped bloom with a center of deep purple. They are naturally found in semi-alpine conditions in Ethiopia, so do not need a really rich soil. Plant them about 3 inches deep with about 5 inches between bulbs. Begonias are gorgeous in the shady areas of the garden. They come in a range of colors from reds to pinks, yellows and whites, and even a number of purples and apricots. The pendulous types are great in hanging baskets, while the uprights are good in beds or containers. Plant in partial to full shade, and be sure you do not plant them too deeply, as they are a shallow-rooted plant. Caladiums are a showy plant that will give any landscape a tropical flair. They are actually grown for their large color leaves. They come in multicolors with swirls and splashes of red, green, white and pink. Plant them in the shade and even bring them in as a houseplant as summer wanes. Canna lilies are beautiful everywhere. Their bloom colors range from white to orange, yellow, pink-red and even bicolor. They are native to the West Indies and South America, so are considered not hardy. They are superb summer bloomers with not only a great bloom but often have colored and textured leaves. Do not plant these plants in windy areas, as the foliage will be damaged. Some species can grow up to 10 feet in height but can also be as small as 2 feet. Plant in full sun and remove spent flowers to encourage more bloom. Dahlias are easily one of the top-selling summer flowering bulbs. There are literally hundreds of selections to choose from, with all the colors of the rainbow. Many gardeners will pot up their dahlias a good 6 weeks prior to going outside to ensure the longest, loveliest period of bloom. They are long blooming, so can be planted in borders, beds or containers, and even make a great cut flower. Just a word of caution: once you begin to grow dahlias, you might get addicted to trying them all. I was recently given a tour of Fernley Flowers in Delhi Ant. What an amazing array of beautiful flowers, as well as their impressive veggie line. Look for the Rio line of plants and you will be sure to be satisfied with the health and vigor of those plants. Also incorporating some other exotics, like palms, crotons and other tropicals that we generally only use for solariums or in our homes. Pair these selections up with other annual basket stuffers and enjoy the show. Hanbridge is the lead horticulturist with Orchid Horticulture. Find us at www.orchidhort.com, by email at info@orchidhort.com, on Facebook at Orchidhort and Instagram at #Orchidhort. Tune in to Grow Live on our Facebook page, https://www.facebook.com/orchidhort, or check out the YouTube channel Grow, https://www.youtube.com/channel/uchkiupkavav2e2hcqlfl0jike.